Time now to have a chat to a man who could also win a Group 1 on Saturday. That is Chris Lees. How are you, Chris?
Well, thanks, Michael.
Thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us this morning. You must be excited to get both your really good horses going around in the Group 1 race. And it's a Group 1 race that looks like it will suit both Clearly Innocent and also Invincible Gem on Saturday.
Yeah, both nice horses. And looks a suitable race for both, albeit, you know, plenty of good opposition there.
What were you thinking, Clearly Innocent, first up, or that last run when he was getting wedged up on the rails?
Yeah, I was quite happy with him in transit, and the run did appear for a split second. It closed pretty quickly on him, but I was just pleased to see him come back in good order and show good desire to be there. And he's come through that softish type of run quite well, and he's suited with a three-week gap between runs. So I think he's in good order going to this race.
Well, you've got the master, Hugh Bowman, on board now. He's drawn barrier three. Do you think you need to say anything to Hugh to say maybe come to the outside?
Oh, I think you'll have a fair idea about that. He'll work that out.
How is he going?
Yeah, no, really happy with the horse. He's a horse I don't know what a great deal of work with, keep him a little bit on the fresh side, but he's in good order, and I think he'll race well, especially if we've just had a little bit of rain around New South Wales the last 7 days, which will certainly help him. Mm.
And good to see Invincible Gem back. Did she have a colic operation at the end of the spring?
She did. She had a compaction in a bowel early in the spring. So she had the operation and decent break, but good to see her back. She's had some solid trials. She's in good order, but just a little mindful, 1,300 first up, whether she's just found out late. But she's quite a talented mare, and she did first up last preparation. She beat La Romaine in the Group 2 race, so she's quite capable at this level.
That can be quite serious for horses. So she obviously was able to get through the operation very well. Were you concerned that maybe her future was in doubt at that time?
Yeah, definitely. You're always concerned with colic surgery, but it wasn't a twisted bowel. It was compaction in a bowel that they cleared out, and it went pretty well straight away.
Okay, so first up, maybe a little query, but she's certainly got the talent to perform. What are you expecting then on Saturday?
Yeah, I think she's a genuine chance in the race with a soft enough run. If she just does a bit tough from 6 early, if she could be just found out late, but I expect her to run really well.
This is a Group 1 on Saturday, but what other plans have you got for these two heading forward?
Well, Clearly Innocent, we just want to see whether he's going to run out a mile. He's nominated for the Doncaster. I'd like to get him there and give him a chance at a mile. He's never been to that distance, but he's always shown us he's been very strong at the end of 1,400 metres, so he possibly goes to the George Ryder, obviously taking on Winks in 2 weeks if he run well, and that would probably decide his fate as far as a Doncaster run or not. And Invincible Gem, there's plenty of options for her as well. She possibly gets to a Doncaster, if not the Mayor's race the following Saturday, the Coolmore Legacy.
Got some nice other runners at Randwick on Saturday. Sugar Bella, one of those who goes around in the Winona Girl. Gee whiz, she's got an impressive record, hasn't she?
Yeah, look, she's a talented mare, jumping a few grades here. She's put a couple of Saturday wins together over the summer, but now going to stakes level. But she's always shown that type of ability, and she deserves a chance at this level. Nice draw, a little bit on the fresh side. She hasn't raced now since Magic Moon's day, but she trialled quite well 10 days ago, and she's in good order.
Well, I look forward to seeing her again. And of your other runners on Saturday, who are you looking forward to?
Well, I think mare in the first race, Caravali, she was quite good first up. She's a mare that we've always thought would be able to get to stakes level. Again, the wetter the track, the better for her. I think she'll race well. And singing in the last, after taking on Trust, he pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia last start. Trialled well since, so if he can recapture that Gosford Cup form, it seemed be very competitive here.
And big day tomorrow in Newcastle with a new market. You've got Sound Proposition and Art Lee going around. Who's your pick of the two there?
Oh, it's a really good race. It's quite an open race. I think Sound Proposition's capable first up. He was narrowly beaten in the Cameron Handicap at 1,500 last preparation. I thought Art Lee's getting fitter with each run. He should handle the backup, so I think he's both the genuine chances, but I think the market's about right. It's a very open race.
No doubt about that. Good luck on the weekend, Chris, especially with Clearly Innocent Invincible Gem.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks very much.
Chris Lee's Star Sydney trainer. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Racing Pulse. A couple of minutes away now from the Rose Hill trial of Chautauqua. The horses are heading around to the barriers. So we're going to take that live. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with Chautauqua's trial after this.